Dispassionate science. Now, if you think that science is an abstract subject free of sensationalism and distortions, I have some sobering news. Empirical researchers have found evidence that scientists, too, are vulnerable to narratives, emphasizing titles and sexy, attention-grabbing punchlines over more substantive matters. They, too, are human and get their attention from sensational matters. The way to remedy this is through meta-analyses of scientific studies, in which an uber researcher peruses the entire literature, which includes the less advertised articles, and produces a synthesis. The sensational and the black swan. Let us see how narrativity affects our understanding of the black swan. Narrative, as well as its associated mechanism of salience of the sensational fact, can mess up our projection of the odds. Take the following experiment conducted by Kahneman and Tversky, the pair introduced in the previous chapter. The subjects were forecasting professionals who were asked to imagine the following scenarios and estimate their odds. A. A massive flood somewhere in America in which more than 1,000 people die. B. An earthquake in California, causing massive flooding in which more than 1,000 people die. Respondents estimated the first event to be less likely than the second. An earthquake in California, however, is a readily imaginable cause, which greatly increases the mental availability, hence the assessed probability, of the flood scenario. Likewise, if I asked you how many cases of lung cancer are likely to take place in the country, you would supply some number, say, 500,000. Now, if instead I asked you how many cases of lung cancer are likely to take place because of smoking, odds are that you would give me a much higher number. I would guess more than twice as high. Adding the because makes these matters far more plausible and far more likely. Cancer from smoking seems more likely than cancer without a cause attached to it. An unspecified cause means no cause at all. I return to the example of E.M. Forster's plot from earlier in this chapter, but seen from the standpoint of probability. Which of these two statements seems more likely? Joey seemed happily married. He killed his wife. Joey seemed happily married. He killed his wife to get her inheritance. Clearly, the second statement seems more likely at first blush, which is a pure mistake of logic, since the first, being broader, can accommodate more causes, such as he killed his wife because he went mad, because she cheated with both the postman and the ski instructor, because he entered a state of delusion and mistook her for a financial forecaster. All this can lead to pathologies in our decision-making. How? Just imagine that, as shown by Paul Slovic and his collaborators, people are more likely to pay for terrorism insurance than for plane insurance, which covers, among other things, terrorism. The black swans we imagine, discuss, and worry about do not resemble those likely to be black swans. We worry about the wrong, improbable events, as we will see next.